It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Maggie Castry.
Our guest today is Amanda Stadler, Community Partnership of the Ozarks. Amanda Stadler, welcome. I know you're very involved in combating homelessness in the Springfield area. We have a lot of different agencies and organizations and people that are involved in trying to make an impact there. In what ways has the coordination of all of these efforts improved over the last 3 years?
It's a great question. So a lot of what we do at Community Partnership is kind of that macro level system coordination. And we've definitely seen that improve over the last couple of years in a lot of different ways. I think our communication between agencies has really improved a lot. Every agency kind of has their own lingo. I think we've gotten a lot better at using the same language, understanding different program types, and also just addressing gaps in services in our community and really just meeting the needs of folks.
What other progress has been made in Springfield's efforts to relieve homelessness in the past 3 years?
I also think we've done a lot of work with understanding barriers that people face and then also trying to come up with solutions to those barriers. So, for example, I think a lot of people know transportation can be a barrier in our community. And a lot of different agencies and programs have then worked to co-locate services to try to remove that barrier so people can try to see 5 different agencies in one day, where if you're taking the bus system, it might take you one day to visit one agency because of the time that it takes just to get there. We've made a lot of great progress with that. I also think how we've used data has improved over the last few years, just with our quality of data, kind of understanding our data, and then using that to inform kind of system decisions as well.
That progress sounds wonderful. What are some of the biggest challenges that we still face?
Right, the other side of that coin. You know, lack of affordable housing, I think, is a big piece. And that's housing that is affordable, but is also safe and decent. And then also that is accessible to households that might have barriers. So maybe a household that has an eviction on their record or a felony on their record, and finding property owners that are willing to kind of work with those households to kind of give a second chance. And I also think just awareness of homelessness, awareness of all of the different pieces to this problem is lacking kind of outside of agencies or groups that are immersed in it. And so I think that's something that we always try to work on, which is why we're excited to be on the interview today, is really just kind of reaching people outside of the choir as well.
It's such a caring community here in Springfield. What do you see as our greatest opportunities for progress going forward?
Collaboration is really one of our assets here. Whether it's individuals or agencies or local government, I think people are really willing to have a conversation about something. They're really willing to consider new ideas, trying to think outside the box and try to say yes as much as they're possible, which I think at the system level is something that we really see. No one agency, one group is really able to address a problem like homelessness effectively. And so really having all of those different players that are at the table and at least willing to have conversations is, I think, one of our real strengths and something that will help us out in the future.
Amanda, I understand that there's a new program locally invented here in Springfield to help homeless veterans.
Yeah, so that program is the Bridge Housing Fund, and Community Partnerships Homeless Veterans Task Force launched that fund this February. And really, the goal of the fund is to provide flexible funding to offer short-term assistance for veterans that need housing placement. So we saw a gap of veterans who had been accepted into a housing program. So they knew, I've got an apartment waiting for me, but they didn't have a safe, decent place to stay in the meantime while they waited to locate an apartment, sign a lease, all that good stuff that takes a while. And so the task force saw that need and launched this fund in February. And so they do fundraising throughout the year through different initiatives to raise local flexible dollars to meet that need. So we've been serving about one veteran a month with that fund, and we've just seen some really great outcomes.
Thank you, Amanda, for being on our program today. Our guest today has been Amanda Stadler with the Community Partnership of the Ozarks. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this story and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.